Cloud Street's Cairns.
For 30 years, your voice, your morning. John McKenzie's Morning, only on 4CA 846.
Now, going back a few weeks ago, we had that dreadful alleged incident down there at the railway crossing, Cairns Central, with those two Asian girls copping the most horrendous alleged attack and sexual assault, etc., over a two-hour period. Now, shortly after that, I had a discussion with the police boss, Paul Taylor, the assistant commissioner, on, well, basically what's going on in the CBD, what more can be done, and he was very forthright, as always, is Paul Taylor, and he talked about the things that need to be done. We need, obviously, better lighting, we need, you know, better CCTV camera footage, or we would like better footage. Coverage, better lighting. I mentioned the patrols to him, and of course he said, of course you need more manpower for that. He went on with the various other things that could be looked at, like, for example, the foliage, and that one did surprise me a little, because he said there's so much of it in places around town that you've got people actually in there living. So he talked about a whole lot of things that could be done. And when I took this up with various people at the council level, they didn't seem to be all that much enthusiasm for getting stuck into what clearly has been, well, needing to be done for decades in the CBD. But now, page one of the Cairns Post, bingo, Cairns Mayor Bob Manning is calling for an inner city safety audit to identify danger zones. Work started yesterday to improve security at that intersection, Cairns Central, where two Asian tourists were allegedly sexually assaulted last month. Bob Manning's called for a more wide-reaching approach to public safety around the entire inner CBD area. I won't come on with all the details of it because it's quite an extensive story there in the Post today. Paul's away, but I have on the line Rhys Newton, Acting Far North Superintendent, Queensland Police Service, just to talk about these matters and where the focus really needs to be in our CBD. Rhys, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good to catch up with you today, and I think a whole lot of people are, well, encouraged by this news on the audit of what needs to be done in the CBD to provide a better level of security. And, of course, very much in mind, I hope, with these people putting together this information, is the welfare of visitors who come here basically as potential lambs to the slaughter. They're not aware of the places they shouldn't go. Hopefully we'll be able to eradicate some of those no-go areas and make them safe again. Rhys, just your thoughts on where we need to go with that inner city area, the CBD. What more can be done?
John, I suppose since the 90s, the Cairns Police have been engaged with the council, business and other agencies to improve safety in the CBD, and it's an ongoing effort. The partnership's delivered a number of milestones to my thinking, mate, is the establishment of the beats, the Esplanade beat, Cairns Central beat, over 20 police full-time in those areas now. The council, with their implementation, their installation and monitoring of, I think, over 100 CCTV cameras through the CBD and the greater part of Cairns, has certainly had great effects on safety. And most recently, the connections that were made for a response to the safety improvements around that location of those two dreadful sexual attacks earlier this year. And can I say, John, that the CCTV network that was installed by the council was crucial in identifying and locating the offender in that from those attacks within an hour of those attacks. So that's the benefit of that investment.
That's within an hour of the second attack, I presume you're saying, because I think
the first
attack was allegedly 12 seconds at one-ish, wasn't it, if I remember rightly?
Yeah, there was a period between the two.
Yeah.
But certainly from the time we knew about these offences were reported to us, an hour with that CCTV to identify and locate the offender.
Now, Rhys, this is a great benefit.
Just
before we go on, a tricky one here, and I know I've discussed it with Paul in the past. I don't know if it happens a lot or all the time, but down in Ipswich, Paul Pasali, the mayor down there, has talked on this program about actually getting intervention as a result of CCTV coverage when a crime is actually being committed. Now, talk to us about getting that sort of response from our CCTV network, which I understand now is upwards of 150-odd in the CBD. Is that a practical possibility?
John, it is in practice right now. There's a very sound connection between the CCTV monitoring by the council, their security officer overlay, and also our communications room in Cairns, which controls the deployment of the police. So on a daily basis, John, there are incidents that occur in the CBD that are monitored and detected by the CCTV network and their monitoring officers, and police respond to those incidents. Extremely valuable in identifying and tracking the movement of offenders that have been involved in those incidents, John. It is really a great benefit and a great investigative tool in the CBD.
Now, it's a tricky one here, and it's been brought to my attention off air with the, and we've got to be really careful what we say here, so we won't talk about specifics, but where you get one attack and then later there's another attack in exactly the same place, perhaps by the same offender, what happens that there has not been intervention after the first attack? My only guess can be that in a circumstance like that, the first victim has not gone to the police to report the matter. Could that be a possibility?
Absolutely a possibility, John. Unless we're aware of the situation, that the initial report and the time between the offence and the initial report is pretty critical to us. But certainly, in those type of offences, if it's not reported or not seen by another person, it understandably can take some time for the victim to gather their thoughts, the courage to come forward.
Mm. We've got to be a little bit careful tiptoeing through the tulips, because charges have been laid in a particular event we've been discussing, and that's why we can't talk about it all that openly. Now, I just want to take up another matter that Paul brought up just after these alleged attacks, and the point he made was foliage around, for example, some of our parks in the CBD needs to be attended to. Now, in the Cairns Post coverage today, they actually have a photo, I think, of the foliage being cut down just down there at that railway crossing, which has been a problem area for quite some time. Is there a lot more of that, Reece, that can be done? I think Paul was saying, look, you've just got to keep this foliage very much under scrutiny, because it can get away from you, people move in and you can't even see them from out on the road when you're driving past. Is there more of that work that can be done?
I suppose, John, a busy centre like Cairns, the tropical environment we live in, especially around gardens, they're continuously changing with growth, the Cairns police will work with the Mayor's suggestion that there needs to be that broader safety audit, which will take into the consideration of foliage, lighting, especially at night time, and increase the safety for residents and visitors to the city. We're only too willing to be a part of that. Rather than waiting for an incident, be more proactive. It only makes it makes a lot of sense.
I'm presuming with this audit getting underway that the police will be contributing or be a party to that activity?
Absolutely. We've got ongoing and very strong connections with council, business and other government agencies about safety in the Cairns CBD that take on a whole lot of aspects. Mm. That conversation, if you like, is continuing, and we're only too willing to be committed to the Mayor's undertaking to conduct those audits.
Yeah, big step in the right direction, Reece, and thanks for talking to me today.
You're welcome, John. Thanks for the opportunity.
He's the Acting Far North Superintendent of Police, Reece Newton. Now, the Times...